Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The right fielder, Buster Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Al Lakeman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Paget. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jurasik. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Al Jurasik. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Gearhart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the New York Giants, Mort Cooper. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom takes first base on ball four. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to get Newsom, who tried to advance to third. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis, who is chasing the ball. Rigney reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Gearhart reaches second base with a double. Rigney scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 1, Giants, 1. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman strikes out. One out. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies won, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards first. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Lorke goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Giants. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Gearhart moves to third. It's 5-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Jurecek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurecek hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lorke takes first base on ball 4. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lorke moves to third. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Giants. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ennis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0 for 1 in the game. Padgett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Phillies 3. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gearhart strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Mize moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lorke takes first base on ball 4. Mize scores. Cooper moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 7-3, Giants. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Gordon scores. Lorke moves to second. It's 9-3, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Padgett for a passed ball. Lorke moves to third. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jurasik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurasik is 0 for 1 in the game. Jurasik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jurasik moves to second. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Phillies 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Albright now playing shortstop. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lorke. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ennis hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lakeman hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0 for 2 in the game. Paget hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Phillies 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lorke hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Phillies 3. the Phillies will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Jurasic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurasic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jurasic strikes out. Two outs. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Phillies 3. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert now playing left field. Lee Handley now playing second base. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 11-3, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to third. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gearhart hits a fly ball into left field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rigney scores. One out. It's 12-3, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 4 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-3, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-5, Giants. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilbert for the out. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lakeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0 for 3 in the game. Padgett hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Phillies 5. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lorke takes first base on ball 4. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Jurasic fields it and throws to first for the out. Lorke moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Albright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jurasic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurasic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jurasic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Albright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Albright is 0-for-1 in the game. Albright hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-6, Giants. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 14, and Philadelphia Phillies, 6. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.